have no financial relationships to disclose regarding this presentation. Lung cancer is the most common cancer in the world. According to the most recent statistics, over 1.8 million new cases of lung cancer are diagnosed each year, and 36% of these occur in China. Lung cancer is also the most common cause of death from cancer worldwide, estimated to be responsible for almost 1 in 5 cancer-related deaths. And of all deaths due to lung cancer, 37% of them occur in China. Therefore, lung cancer is a serious public health problem, both worldwide and especially in China. Now, as we all know, tobacco is the number one cause of lung cancer. China is the largest producer and consumer of tobacco in the world. About one-third of the world's cigarettes are consumed by China's 350 million current active smokers, who are mostly men. But it is not only the active smokers who get lung cancer. There are over 500 million daily passive smokers in China who are also at an increased risk for lung cancer. And throughout this presentation, I'll be using the terms secondhand smoke, passive smoking, and environmental tobacco smoke, or ETS, interchangeably. So numerous studies since 1981 have examined the association between ETS and lung cancer. And some studies have suggested that the magnitude of association between ETS and lung cancer differ by racial groups, with blacks and Asians experiencing higher risks than whites. There have been several studies trying to estimate the size of this association in the Chinese population, but past published meta-analyses have reported a wide range of summary odds ratios, ranging from 0.91, which actually suggests a protective effect, to 1.64, which suggests a 64% increase in lung cancer risk due to ETS. The main reason for such inconsistent results is that these previous meta-analyses looked at different sets of studies. So my co-investigators and I decided to conduct an updated and comprehensive meta-analysis of studies on the association between environmental tobacco smoke and lung cancer in Chinese populations. So we searched PubMed and we went through the reference sections of relevant papers and identified a total of 38 studies which had estimated the association between ETS and lung cancer risk in Chinese individuals. We then excluded duplicate studies, studies for which the methods were not described in sufficient detail, as well as studies with major sources of bias, such as those which included ever smokers without adjusting for their smoking history. So after applying these exclusion criteria, we were left with 30 studies involving 7,318 cases and 14,139 controls, the majority of whom were women. Of the 30 studies, 23 were published in English and 7 were published in Chinese. 2 were cohort studies and the rest were case control studies. 1 was conducted in Singapore, 3 in Taiwan, 7 in Hong Kong, and the rest were done in mainland China. If a study reported both crude and adjusted estimates, we chose the adjusted estimates for our meta-analysis. And we used inverse variance weighting in STATA and random effects models for our statistical analyses. Here is the forest plot showing the odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals reported by the 30 studies included in our meta-analysis. The earliest study was published in 1982, and the most recent studies were published in 2013. There was no clear trend across years of publication in terms of the size of the odds ratios. The last study at the bottom here is a study done by our group and has not yet been published. The size of a given square reflects the weight of the respective study according to its standard error. As you can see, the reported odds ratios range from 0.75 all the way up to 2.95. And we obtained a summary odds ratio of 1.49 with confidence interval of 1.32 to 1.68. Here are the results obtained after subsetting the 30 studies by language. So these are the studies which were published in English. And the summary odds ratio was 1.4 with 95% confidence interval of 1.23 to 1.61. Interestingly, studies published in Chinese tended to report higher odds ratios than those in English. The summary odds ratio was 1.83 with a confidence interval of 1.39 to 2.41, which is considerably higher than the 1.40 we observed for studies in English. And we're guessing that this difference might be due to publication bias, in that studies published in Chinese are more heavily affected by publication bias. The studies that show either null association or a very small effect size may not be publishable in the Chinese language. So from these results, we conclude that environmental tobacco smoke increases lung cancer risk in the Chinese population by approximately 50%. Passive smoking has been estimated to increase the risk of lung cancer in Western populations by approximately 20 to 30%. Therefore, our results suggest that passive smoking may be a stronger risk factor for lung cancer in the Chinese population than in most Western populations. This difference may be due to the higher intensity and longer duration of exposure in the Chinese population, or due to differences in underlying genetic susceptibility to lung cancer. There are some limitations in our study. Because this was a meta-analysis, there may have been publication bias, such that studies which found null or weak associations might have been less likely to be published. Also, exposure to ETS as a dichotomous variable is a very crude measure, and all studies relied on the study participants' self-reporting of exposure history, which may not be accurate due to recall bias. The strength of our study is in its comprehensiveness, and that we included many more studies than previous meta-analyses on this topic. China joined the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control in 2006, and smoking is prohibited in many public places, including medical facilities, restaurants, bars, and most public transportation. However, public enforcement of tobacco control legislation are almost non-existent. Outside of the largest international cities, smoking is still considered socially acceptable at any time and anywhere, even if it's technically illegal. The data from the International Tobacco Control China Survey in 2010 showed that less than two-thirds of the respondents thought that ETS can cause lung cancer. Therefore, China needs effective public health education efforts and stronger tobacco control policies for reducing both first and secondhand exposure to tobacco smoke. I would like to acknowledge my co-investigators of this project. Thank you for your attention, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.